Talk Live. It is the Monday edition, and we're kicking off hour number one of the very first show for 2007. So welcome aboard. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is the same as it always has been, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Mark, you didn't have a very good New Year's,
nope.
Did you?
Rang in the New Year with a big crash as the Toyota Celica smacked right into a tree. Good news, though. Tree, not filing charges.
Yeah, that's always nice.
You know, you would think on New Year's Eve, the morning of New Year's, that I would have been plastered and
right.
All that good stuff and ran off the side of the road and hit a tree.
It was actually your wife that ran off the side of the road.
Right, and she hadn't had anything to drink at all. She was driving, and I had had three beers that day, over hours. But it was icy roads and Florida Flatlanders on New Hampshire icy roads, and we just
at three in the morning,
and they didn't have the salt down, and I didn't have snow tires. I had all weather tires.
Yeah,
and she didn't really know how to accelerate out of the out of
spin.
Control.
It
wasn't really a spin. It was more of a wobble fishtailing thing.
Wow.
So that sounds
scary, man. Good thing you were able to get away from it.
Yeah, it was only at 25 miles an hour. We were going slow and trying to be safe.
I saw the pictures, man. There was some damage.
That car's totaled.
Yeah.
If it's not totaled, I hope it's not totaled, but because I don't really want to get some other car. I like my little black sports convertible.
Well, you know, I had a wreck also this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what we should have done, I thought, today?
What?
We should have just left our cars, sold our cars in Florida.
We should have.
And moved up here and bought Subarus.
That's originally what I sort of had wanted to do, but then I changed my mind about it, and so now both of our Florida cars have been wrecked.
Gone.
They're within a matter of 4 months.
Yeah.
Now, mine happened to be just an accident in a parking lot on the behalf of my girlfriend, but yours, icy roads, so the New Hampshire conditions did it in. And so I guess if you're considering a move up north, take the vehicle thing seriously and get yourself an all-wheel drive vehicle. There's no reason to chance it. Go all out. Get yourself some snow tires as well. They say, like, some people up here say that all seasons are okay.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that if you don't have experience, and even if you do have experience, you're still better off with the snow tires.
Mm.
Anyway, that's just what I have to say to that. But it's a good thing that you guys are okay. Your wife is okay as well. Nobody is hopefully seriously injured.
No, there's no injuries.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You're going to tell me about gay sheep?
Yes, I am.
What is going on?
Well, this is my favorite article. I've actually had this for a day or two. Science told, hands off gay sheep. This is an article out of the Times Online. Scientists are conducting experiments to change the sexuality of gay sheep in a program that critics fear could pave the way for breeding out of homosexuality in humans.
Hmm.
The technique, being developed by American researchers, adjusts the hormonal balance in the brains of homosexual rams so that they may be more inclined to mate with ewes. It raised the prospect of pregnant women could one day be offered a treatment to reduce or eliminate the chances that their offspring would be homosexual. I'm not so sure.
Wow.
I want my baby hormonally played with,
yeah, that's
on the
pretty speculative
that it might be gay.
Right.
So what happens if he is not gay, and
get your money back?
And you hormonally fiddle with him, I mean, what are you going to do? Make him a predator?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I'm interested.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It raises the process. The experts say, in theory, the straightening procedure on humans, that's straightening.
Yeah.
Quotation marks.
So right.
Very clever. On humans could be simple as hormone supplement for mothers-to-be worn on the skin like an anti-smoking nicotine patch. The research at Oregon State University in the city of Corvallis at the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland has caused an outcry. Martina Navratilova, the lesbian tennis player who won Wimbledon 9 times, and scientists and gay rights campaigners in Britain have called for the project to be abandoned.
Well, you know, I gotta say that I support their ability to do this modification. Because, I mean, for the gay activists to call for this project to be abandoned is essentially the equivalent of activists calling for the abandonment of any sort of modification of your offspring, in that some people can, aren't they able to now essentially create it to where, to create your baby to where you can decide whether or not you want a boy or a girl? Can't they already do that to an extent?
I don't know that they can do that yet. I've heard that the speculation that it will soon be something that you can do.
You'll be able to decide whether or not you want them to be blonde or brunette.
No, I don't think we're at that point yet, Ian. I think they've speculated that will soon be something that we can do.
Well, it's probably just around the corner, and those are things that I support. I mean, I think that if you want to mess around with the baby inside you and tinker with it, then you should be able to do that. There may be some adverse consequences to it. You are certainly going to be entering into an experimental program, and I would hope that whoever's running this program will essentially make these parents sign agreements that say, hey, if my baby turns out to be gay anyway, I can't sue you. You know, this is an experiment. I don't necessarily support what they're doing specifically. I think that I wouldn't care if my children were gay or not. But if there's somebody out there that really cares that much, then why would you want to have that individual have gay children, right? Well, they're going to hate their children if they're gay. That's not good.
You're sort of falling into the trap that, in fact, they're doing the research on rams in order to have this information for humans. And as
isn't that what they just said they were doing?
No. They said that people are speculating. Gay rights groups are speculating that this is what could be done. The scientists are experimenting on rams that want to hump other rams.
Okay.
So, no, that's not what they're doing.
Well, they're doing it on rams now so they can do it with humans later.
No, they're doing it on rams now so that they can make rams stop humping rams.
Is it a real problem in the ram population?
Yes, believe it or not. Navratilova defended the right of sheep to be gay. She said, how could it be in the year 2006 a major university would host such homophobic and cruel experiments? She said gay men and lesbians would be deeply offended by social implications of the tests. But the researchers argue that the work is valid, shedding light on the broad question of what determines sexual orientation. They insist the work is not aimed at curing homosexuality. Hmm. Approximately one ram in 10 prefers to mount other rams rather
than... Isn't that about what the numbers are for humans?
I would say that it's something
maybe
like
a little
that.
Higher?
I'd say it's a little higher than what it is in humans, but it's just...
No, I thought maybe humans would be at least one in 10.
I don't know.
Sounds comparable.
What can I say? What do I know?
I don't see why the gay activists are so angry. I mean, why don't they just embrace the technology, and that way they can guarantee that their sons or daughters are gay? Maybe we could reverse it, essentially. Make it so that we can create whoever we want to create in the womb.
Fabulous. Reducing its value to the farmer, the ram, that is. Initially, the public-funded project aimed to improve productivity of herds. The scientists have been able to pinpoint the mechanism influencing the desires of male-oriented rams by studying their brains. The animal skulls were cut open and electronic sensors were attached to their brains. By varying hormone levels, mainly by injecting hormones into the brain, they have had considerable success in altering the ram's sexuality and with some previous gay animals becoming attracted to youths. Professor Charles Roselli...
E-W-E-S, not youths. Right.
Okay. Right.
Didn't want the rams getting attracted to the farmhand.
That's great. Professor Charles Roselli, the health and science university biologist leading the research, defended the project. He said, in general, sexuality has been understudied because of political concerns. People don't want science looking into what determines sexuality. It's a touchy issue. In fact, several studies have shown that people who believe homosexuality is biologically based are less homophobic than people who think that its orientation is acquired. The research...
That makes sense.
Yeah. I would say that's true.
And I agree that it is biologically based,
for
the most part.
Also, the research is, and this seems like proof to me, if the rams are gay and you can change them with hormone stuff, then why the heck wouldn't it be biologically based?
But my question on this is for you, listeners, 800-259-9231. If you were pregnant or your wife was pregnant and there was some sort of a technology for humans that would allow you to guarantee that your son or daughter would not turn out to be a homosexual, would you or would you not engage in that technology for your fetus? And if you would, why or why not? 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When you hear smooth sailing, you feel ocean breezes, see palm trees, and taste coconut rum. The picture of summer, right? Maybe, but old man winter's got another version. When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Summer sailings on water, but winter's versions on ice. You know the feeling. The rubber's on the road where it belongs, and suddenly your south has headed north. Ice sailing. Here's what to do. Take your foot off the gas and put your hands on the steering wheel at 9 3 o'clock. Gradually apply brakes and turn the wheel in the direction of the slide. And next time you head through the Crystal City, slow down. It takes 4 to 10 times as long to stop on ice. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Monday edition. Your show, you take control of the airwaves, toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there because they are completely free. That does include the bulletin board system, over 165,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting, all kinds of different stuff to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's free, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? The right to bear arms? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Woo.
Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more info and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
You know, this will be my first chance to actually meet in person Bill Westmiller. Yeah, they asked me to speak at the Republican Liberty Caucus event. It's the same weekend we were moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I remember
it
that.
Just couldn't be done.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to see it.
Should be a lot of fun. All right. So our number, 800-259-9231. My question before, since you brought up this issue about essentially tinkering with a fetus of a ram, not a human being, but a ram, because apparently one out of every 10 rams exhibit homosexual personalities. And so there are scientists at one particular university here in the United States that it, or maybe it was it in the U.S. or was it in Great Britain? I missed that.
Well,
point.
It's
the article's from Great Britain.
Great Britain, but the university's in the U.S.
Okay, and they're testing to see if they, and it sounds like they're being successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
They're successfully modifying the feti, I believe that's the word, the fetuses, feti.
I think
of
it's
rams.
The behavior of adult rams.
They're modifying the adults? I thought they were doing it in the womb.
They're not modifying them yet. Now they're controlling them at this point. They're looking, they're trying to figure out what hormone balances cause the adults to not stop acting gay.
Really? So they're actually, for some reason I missed that when you were going over it. So they're injecting them with something is what they're doing? And they're making them
monitoring
less gay?
They're monitoring their little sheep brains,
mm-hmm.
and, giving them little micro injections of hormones.
But the initial concept or the purpose of the research is so that they can assess them in the womb, correct, and give them chemicals or hormones while in the womb to where they'll come out and presumably not be gay for their whole life.
Both sides are predicting something like that at some point.
I see.
But right now the research is being done on adults.
Got it. So we're going down that road, and as you might imagine, there'd probably be a significant demand for a service like this from certain people here in the United States for their human children. And, of course, my question for you is, if you were getting ready to be a parent, if you had, if you're a lady and you're pregnant, or you're a man and you've got a pregnant wife, would you engage in this particular modification if it were on the marketplace, if it were something you could do for a human baby? Would you do it, and if so, why? Or, if not, why not? 800-259-9231. Mark, you, as somebody who may be looking into having a child yourself, this may be something you'll have to confront in the future. So, how do you feel about it?
Well, I would think that this would come as a sort of package. If you were going to do modifications, the doctor would sort of ask you, so are you interested in genetic modifications of your
like
child?
A custom package.
Right, and you would say yes or no. And at that point, it would probably come, well, I've got some questions I'd like to ask you. Would you like the child to be blonde,
right,
redhead, or dark-haired?
Yeah.
And then you'd say, dark hair, like me. And, right. And then,
hey, like me.
How tall would you like the child to be? Would you like the child to be tall or moderate mm-hmm. height or short? You know, tall. And would you like him to be muscular build or kind of, lean to the fatty side? Whatever. You would ask, and they would make a modified custom package for you. And so I don't think it would be quite the it wouldn't be quite as
towards the forefront. Would you customize? Just in general?
No, not early on. Right now, customization would be very much on the horizon. This would be something very new. So
I don't mean like right now. I mean if they had it down pat, where you could customize your baby, no risk, guaranteed it's going to work or your money back, that sort of thing. I mean, like, you can go in there and check a box, and, like you're saying, get whatever sort of features, if you will, you want on your child.
I think that I think the answer to that would be yes.
You would.
I wouldn't be excited about it or anything like that, but mm-hmm. Really it's a step from here. Here's the question that someone would have to ask themselves. Do I want my child to be born with no arms and no legs?
Well, who would want that?
No one would. So you would be modifying a possible fetus that had no arms and no legs
mm-hmm.
to modifying it to have arms and legs. Well, once you've taken the step and said, well, I want to make sure the child at least has arms and legs.
Then
and
it's just
healthy,
a difference
in
degrees.
It is.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder what most Americans would say about that. I wonder if you put that out to a poll
mm-hmm.
of 1,000 Americans, how many Americans, if they hadn't thought of that aspect, the deformity aspect,
mm-hmm.
how many just on a purely cosmetic basis would opt in to modifying their baby? I wonder about that, and I wonder about you at 800-259-9231. Now, personally, I've got a vasectomy, so won't be an issue with me, but nonetheless, I find it a fascinating question. As far as what people will
do. It's not a question completely closed to you. I mean, you could very well order a child from someone else, you know, have them have a child for you kind of thing, and then you could modify that child anyway.
You know, before you mentioned the part about the deformities, I was leaning towards not making modifications. But when you brought that up, you know, hey, who wants to have a retarded baby?
I am, after all, a super genius.
Right, and really, you're not doing the kid any favors by bringing him into the world without without any legs,
mm-hmm.
or with Down syndrome or something like that. You're not doing them any favors. You're certainly not doing yourself any favors. And isn't that why most people have kids in the first place? For selfish reasons?
I think they would want them.
Yeah, well, they want them.
Isn't that the reason
themselves
that everyone does everything
for selfish
reasons?
Yeah, okay. I was just asking to see if you would disagree. I didn't think you would, but yes, everybody does everything for selfish reasons, in my opinion, and I think that there's some evidence to back that up, especially when it comes to babies. People want to have babies because not because they want to bring another life into the world, but because they want a legacy. They want to pass on their genes, or they want to raise their kid in the way that their parents never raised them. There's all kinds of personal reasons for it, but everyone wants to do it for their reasons, not for the kid's reasons. So if that's really the case, and I think it is, then I think more people would probably engage in the modification than would maybe admit that they would engage in the modification. Mm-hmm. I think that if you took that 1,000-person sample,
mm-hmm.
and you asked them, well, if you had the opportunity to modify your children just for customization purposes, for hair, color, and all that other stuff, would you? I think a significant portion of the people would say, no, 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 I would never. But then, I think that if you took those results and compared that 1,000 people 10 years down the line after they'd all had children or as they were getting ready to have the kids, and then you found out whether or not they actually did engage in modification, if you could somehow check that mm-hmm. without having to have them be honest, I think you'd find out that a significant percentage would have engaged in it, and they would have gone back on what they said.
Well, I would agree entirely.
Because it would have seemed the right thing to do at the time.
This kind of science isn't something that people necessarily flaunt. For instance, some women have boob jobs, and, you know, they don't want you to know that they, you know, that rack isn't theirs.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. What would you do if you were getting ready to have a child and all of these options were available to you? Also, here's a question for you, Mark. How many adults in America predict that Jesus Christ is coming back in 2007? We'll find out. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Shelley, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at researchedherbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on researchedherbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Monday edition, you take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Andy Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. And I did add the two new Shriners that I promised over the weekend. So you can go to the website, you can take a look at them. And you can, if you are a lady listener, you can submit yourself, a picture of yourself, rather, to the Shrine. It is a requirement that it be validated. Now, you'll see what I mean if you go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a kid in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com.
Well, how many of Americans, what percentage, believes that Jesus Christ will be returning in 2007, this year? What do you think, Mark?
10%.
Yeah, too low.
Oh, really?
Yeah, too low by a significant factor.
What?
I'll get to it. According to the Associated Press, another terrorist attack, a warmer planet, death and destruction from a natural disaster. These are among Americans' grim predictions for the United States in 2007. But on a brighter note, only a minority of people think that the United States will go to war with Iran or North Korea over the country's nuclear ambitions. An overwhelming majority thinks Congress will raise the federal minimum wage. Oh, that's supposed to be a brighter note, according to the article. But that's not really the case. Minimum wage is damaging to the economy. Minimum wage hurts low-wage workers, hurts those who it actually intends to help. It does help a couple of people. You know, it helps a few people, but at the cost of others.
Mm.
Not good. Anyway, also, a third of the United States sees a hope for a cure to cancer. These are among the findings of an Associated Press AOL news poll that asked Americans to gaze into their crystal balls and contemplate what 2007 holds for the country.
For this 1 year, all these things are going to happen?
Six in ten people think that predictions are worth a hill of beans. But interesting to see what people think. Six in ten people in the United States think the U.S. will be the victim of another terrorist attack next year. That's 60% of Americans. More than 5 years after the September 11th assault on New York and Washington, an identical percentage think it's likely that bad guys will unleash a biological or nuclear weapon elsewhere in the world. Now, I wonder, this article doesn't get into it, but I wonder what percentage, was it 6 in 10 last year? Is it 60% every year that believes that the U.S. is going to get hit by a terrorist attack? Or does the percentage go up year after year as we continue to not get hit by terrorist attacks? Anyway, let's see, an identical percentage think it's likely, there's plenty of gloom to accompany all that doom. 70% of Americans predict another major natural disaster within the United States. Ooh, now that's going out on a limb, huh?
Yeah, well, not really.
I guess what do you qualify as major? When people die? People die in natural disasters all the time. I'm not sure what the qualification is there. Anyway, I'd say they're right about that one. There's pretty good odds that there's going to be a big natural disaster because, well, the United States is a big place. I mean, if it was just in Hawaii, maybe they could get by a year without having something major. But the entire United States, whether it be an earthquake or a hurricane or typhoon or whatever, it's probably going to be a natural disaster.
There's bound to be mudslides, fire, forest fires. Something is going to happen, and people are going to die.
Fewer than one third of people, or 29%, think it's likely that the United States will withdraw its troops from Iraq. Among other predictions for the United States in 2007, slightly more than one third, or 35% of Americans, predict the military draft will be reinstated. One in four, 25%, anticipates the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's right. One out of every four Americans thinks that Jesus Christ, old JC, is going to come back in 2007.
Why 2007? I mean,
the end times are here!
He's been absent for 2,000 years.
Mark, haven't you been paying attention to the conflict in the Middle East? It's clear the prophecies are being fulfilled.
But the prophecies are... I mean, people can always make predictions on the prophecies. I mean, there's always wars and rumors of wars. I mean, we're human. There's always... natural disasters in diverse places.
25%. That's all I've got for you. Those are the statistics from the AP poll. All right, 800-259-9231. I don't know, maybe you've got predictions for 2007. I guess yours are as good as anybody else's. Oh, and of course
I got a prediction.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ not coming back.
That's pretty safe.
Yeah,
pretty safe. Okay, here's another one. Since it is New Year's, and we didn't mention this beforehand, but I always like to find out what your resolutions are. You know, New Year's resolutions. People make them, and then people break them. But I suppose there are some people out there that can actually make New Year's resolutions and stick to them. And whether or not that you think you're going to stick to them or not, everyone, I think, creates them initially with good intentions. With the intention to stick with it, with the intention to modify their behavior. In some cases, a lot of people will resolve to do more exercise or quit smoking or quit drinking.
These are good ones.
Something like that. Cut back on the heroin habit. You know, that sort of thing.
I wonder if the heroin addicts are maybe too far gone for the resolution.
Well, what I'd like to know is, if you have a New Year's resolution, would you share it with us? Because I'm just curious. 800-259-9231. Mine is going to be, Mark, that, well, obviously I'd like to resolve to make Free Talk Live more successful than it was at the beginning of 2006.
Same here.
And I think we'll be fine with that, especially with you guys out there listening and helping out and amping and all that. But personally, I need to get myself on a schedule. Like, I've been doing better at getting up in the morning. See, when you don't have to go and punch a time clock somewhere, at least for me, when I don't have to get up in the morning and be somewhere at 8 o'clock like I used to have to for my old jobs that I used to work. I used to work at the Big K and a radio station. You know, you had to be in there at a certain time or else you're going to get in trouble. But when you work for yourself, and anybody who's ever worked for themselves probably understands this, it gets a little more difficult. The self-discipline is pretty tough because there's no boss hanging over you. There's no threat of the paycheck not coming in at the end of the week.
Yeah, it's pretty serious business getting to work on time if you're working for somebody. But
and I never had a problem either. Back when I worked for people, it was no problem whatsoever to get up at any time. It didn't matter if it was 3 in the morning to come in and fill in for the morning show at the rock station I used to. No problem.
I never saw you come in late.
There was one time.
Yeah, you said that you were late one time.
There was one time I was late, and I always beat myself up whenever I'm late. In this case, I was so tired, they actually sent somebody to my house, because there was a guy that worked in my, he lived in my neighborhood, Rob Rovnak, lived in my neighborhood, so he came down and banged on my front door. Apparently, I was living at my parents' house at the time. Mm-hmm. They weren't home. I didn't hear it. And I woke up, you know, an hour later and, of course, was cursing at myself and running out the door to get to work.
Right.
But it was never a problem for me to get to work on time when I had somewhere to go. But ever since I've started working for myself, it has been just very difficult for me to get my butt out of bed at a decent hour in the morning so I can start making phone calls to radio stations and that sort of thing. I've been getting better at it within the past few weeks, and I've been making goals to where, you know, I've been getting it 4 out of 5 days, which is way better than what I used to, which is 0 to 1 out of 5 days. So definitely improving there. But the other problem I have, Mark, is that I spend way too much time doing things that aren't productive. I'll get up and then say, all right, I got up on time. Now I can screw around with the email box for, you know, for an hour.
Fabulous.
Right. And while it's important for me to answer emails and do that sort of thing, there are other things that I should be spending my time on. So what I need to do is create a schedule for myself, like certain things that I can do within certain time periods throughout the day, and stick to it. So that's my New Year's resolution.
A schedule.
Yes. How about you, Mark? Do you have one?
You know, I haven't really thought about New Year's resolutions. I have lots of crappy habits that I could do away with, but I don't think I'll be quitting smoking cigars.
Forget it. No need to better myself in 2007.
Why bother? I might have just become resigned and cynical to resolutions. I generally, they don't do anything for me. I haven't had a resolution stick yet.
I want to know about you. Do you have a New Year's resolution? And if so, I'd like you to share it at 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free Packet 8 line, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Also on the way, besides your New Year's resolutions, the 10 most outrageous civil liberties violations of 2006.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They are completely free, and you can expect that they will continue to be free on and through 2007 and beyond. Freetalklive.com, though we do ask that you, on a voluntary basis, support the show by buying some stuff. In fact, I just checked the report, by the way, Mark, for our Amazon account. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Lots of our listeners have been doing their shopping there. We've heard from them personally, and I really appreciate everybody going to shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com, because when you order something there, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your order. In fact, we did $12,000 in volume at Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wow.
In December alone.
That's a big month.
Yep, and that was up from, I think, about 8,000 in November. And there's some good news, by the way, with the Amazon.freetalklive.com. Their original plan was to end the percentages on the gift certificates after the holiday season, but they've now extended that through the end of March. So if you still want to buy anybody a gift certificate for whatever reason, Free Talk Live will still get a percentage on those. And virtually anything else that you add into your shopping cart, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So, and the more stuff that gets ordered, the bigger our percentage gets. So it's just going to get better and better for us over time. Anyway, Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to get the stuff you need and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. So as we go to the phones to the fun, I want to know if you have a New Year's resolution or more than one. And if so, what is it? And also, what were your old New Year's resolutions? What was your New Year's resolution from 2006, if you even remember?
Right.
And if you do remember it, how'd you do with it? Let's go to the phones, talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hi, guys. I didn't know you were going to do the New Year's resolution things, because I never do them, so.
Okay, well, that was easy. Hey, Gene, before you get to why you were calling, there was a poll that was done that said that 25% of Americans think that Jesus is coming in 2007. You, as a Christian anarchist, what's your thoughts?
My thought is nobody knows when he's coming, so what's the point?
Fair enough. So what's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Hey, I want to update you on that new the story about the snow, because
okay.
I told you we flew back from Denver, didn't have any problem. There was no big the snow wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now my wife's sister's husband, sister and her husband drove down. They were driving south out of Denver the same day we flew back, which was Saturday, and they got to Pueblo and the cops had the road shut down. Now, mind you, there's no snow on the road at all. The cops had the road shut down all the way to New Mexico, and there was one at the gas station there, so he asked him, well, why is the road shut down? And the cop looked at him like he was some kind of an idiot, you know, like he was a total fool. And the cop says, well, there's 5 feet of snow on the road down there. We can't let people drive down there. So the freeway, mind you, is shut down. So he takes the back roads, goes up over a pass that's 10,000-foot altitude. There's no snow on the roads. Mind you, these are dangerous two-lane roads versus the nice, safe freeway road that they had shut down. So he's taking these back roads to get around this ridiculous shut-down freeway. There's no snow on the ground. He manages to get around to the point where the cop says there's 5 feet of snow on the ground. He actually took some video on his cell phone because the grass was sticking up through the snow. That's how much snow was on the ground, maybe an inch or two of snow on the ground, and they're shutting the freeway down claiming there's 5 feet of snow on the ground. Now, the cop knows that's a lie. The cop that told him that had to know that he was lying through his teeth. So the question, because he's got cop friends, if he himself hasn't been down that road, his cop buddies have been down that road and know there's not 5 feet of snow down there. So the question is, why are they shutting down highways that don't need to be shut down and then lying to the public about it?
That's an excellent question, Gene. I mean, if what you say is accurate, what's your speculation?
I think that it's probably they're using this as a homeland security drill or something, you know, to try and get people accustomed to this type of behavior by the government, you know, the big brother government telling you everything you have to do and watching out for your safety and protecting you, because they know the snow is not there. There's no way those cops and the other people who are shutting that road down, there's no way that they think there's 5 feet of snow down there, and yet they're telling people that.
I don't know what else it could be. I mean, it seems very, very bizarre. So you think it's just conditioning, essentially, that they're just trying to get people used to it.
Got to be conditioning. They're conditioning people to accept anything mommy government tells them without question.
Mark, really? Did you want to?
I don't know. It all seems so odd to me that people have called in here and said that they're out there and
The
roads are shut down.
There's no question that there was snow, and the roads are shut down. The cops are shutting the roads down, but they don't need to shut them down.
But it's not a blizzard.
I come from snow country. I've lived in snow country a good percentage of my life. I know what snow is about. And these roads were not dangerous. They were not shut down. I mean, there was no reason to shut them down. Sure,
and you know what? Even if they were a little bit dangerous, it's not like the government's liable if you go flying off the road.
They're not.
And then somebody else told me that they lived in California, and they'd have an inch of rain, and they would be out there with their newscast showing this one little mud puddle that they found where the cars were splashing through it, and they would claim how everything was flooded, and in reality it wasn't flooded. So I don't know what they're doing, if it's just trying to get ratings, but definitely the government is not trying to get ratings. They're up to something.
Interesting speculation.
Stuff down.
We appreciate the call, man. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231.
Well, he does point out something, that news is by its nature bad news.
Sure.
You know, and so if there isn't bad news, then for the weather people, then they sort of have to, they would be inclined to create bad news. Otherwise, their job is irrelevant.
It's a little bit of a conspiratorial suggestion that he was making, but nonetheless, I mean, considering if his evidence is as he says it is, very interesting, nonetheless. 800-259-9231. Talking about the New Year's resolutions, people's New Year's resolutions, I'd like to hear if you happen to have any of them. But according to, let's see here, this is about.com, there's a top 10 list here of New Year's resolutions.
Do love top 10 lists.
And I don't know if this is based on anything beyond Kimberly Powell's opinions, but nonetheless, here are some suggestions. Maybe you're looking for something to resolve in the new year. The number 10, I guess we'll go from 10 to, well, we'll go from 1 to 10. Number 1, spend more time with family and friends. Recent polls conducted by GNC, Quicken, and others show that more than 50% of Americans vow to appreciate loved ones and spend more time with family and friends this year.
That's a good goal.
Number 2, fit in, and it's tough too because we're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
As the government continues to take more and more of our income,
right?
Via compensation.
Got to work harder.
Via taxes, you have to work harder to have the same level of essentially to have the same level of living that you had once had. And, of course, that doesn't even factor in inflation, which is yet another way the government continues to take more of your income where you aren't even really aware of it. So there's all kinds of different hits that your lifestyle is taking from government intrusion, and so therefore you have less time to spend with your family and friends. Number two, fit in fitness. The evidence is in for fitness. Regular exercise has been associated with more health benefits than anything else known to man. Studies show it reduces the risk of some cancers, increases longevity, helps achieve and maintain weight loss, enhances mood, lowers blood pressure, and even improves arthritis. In short, exercise keeps you healthy and makes you look and feel better. And that's one of the toughest ones to stick to, though.
It is.
It's getting to that gym that's really the tough part.
It is. It's difficult to set the time aside. You know, there's important things to be done, money to be made,
right?
Tasks that need to be accomplished. And
even if you've got a home gym, even if you've got something set up in your house, it's still so difficult to just pick up the weights for the first time, to actually get around mm-hmm. to getting around to doing it. And so if you've got to be fit or to spend more time exercising on your list of New Year's resolutions, best of luck sticking to that one. That's a tough one. Number three.
Well, once you there's an upside to that is once you get it into your habit, probably after, 6 months, 3 months, something mm-hmm. like that, it's in there. You want to go more so than it used to be.
That may be true, but I still think there's a chance that if you come up with an excuse as to why you have to stop for a little while, then you get right back into your old ways of not doing the exercise. Number three, tame the bulge. Over 66% of adult Americans are considered overweight or obese. So
60?
It's not surprising, overweight or obese. So it's not surprising to find that weight loss is one of the most popular New Year's resolutions. Setting reasonable goals and staying focused are the two most important factors in sticking with a weight loss program and the key to success for those millions of Americans who made a New Year's commitment to shed extra pounds. Number four, quit smoking. If you've ever resolved to make this the year that you stamp out your smoking habit, over-the-counter availability of nicotine replacement therapy now provides easier access to proven quit smoking aids. Even if you've tried to quit before and failed, don't let it get you down. On average, smokers try about four times before they quit for good. So, also, I know somebody that tried the shot, the smoking mm-hmm. shot, and that worked pretty darn well. So there are some pretty effective methods out there, but the most important factor is that you be ready for it. Number two, we'll get to more coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's your resolution? Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your